A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 25th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Africa Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our medium wave frequency on the 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
They say that charity begins at home. It is not a secret that Robert Mugabe has failed to unite Zimbabwe. A very small country like Zimbabwe, one of the smallest countries in Africa in terms of population and even diversity, we have one of the fewest tribes in Zimbabwe. But Mugabe has failed to unite them. And part of what he has done is Gukurahundi, a genocide, as part of his human rights record.
Saka munoona zvazvarwa zvekuSouth Africa, especially zvechitema, zvinenge zvisingakoshese kuve vatema pache zvavo.
Ebhinga kule basketry enzima eyenziwa elizweni, ebukekayo kuregion yonke, isadak yonke. Ungakhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ungakhuluma ngebasketry, sikhombela kwele bhinga, yibi intshansi zakhona omama. Kuyabe kufanele baziphiwe imali lezi, ukwenzela ukuthi kube lula ukuthi bamakethe ama-baskets lawo, ingcebethu.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Africa Day.
Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the continent in commemorating Africa Day. Africa Day celebrates the anniversary of the formation of the African Union, which is an alliance between 54 member states to address shared issues and represent the continent in international negotiations. The Organization of African Unity, or AAU, was originally formed on May 25th, 1963, and replaced by the African Union in 2001.
The theme for this year, that is 2015, Year of Women Empowerment and Development Towards Africa's Agenda 2063. This is a timely theme as it gives gender mainstreaming a renewed momentum to harness political leadership and overcome gaps and challenges pertaining to gender disparities. The theme further adds value to the proclamation of the year 2010-2020 as the African Women's Decade.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah, onga hama zadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezvezuva rakakosha zvikuru rinocherechedzwa musuwa 25 chivabvu vega vega zuva reAfrica Day rino pembedza iro kana kuti kucherechedza kuumbwa kwakaita sangano reOrganization of African Unit iro rava kunzi AU mazuva ano kubva muna 2001 pachicherechedzwa nekurangarirwa nekukurudzirwa kubatana kwenyika dzose dzemuAfrica. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe Zulu kandaba lingalitshona njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha hayi siphilile sibilo kumagama. Letemba lokuthi belilempela viki enhle kakhulu. Ye, lamhla ke sixoxa ngodaba lokuthakazelela ilanga leAfrica Day. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke leli langa elikhulu kakhulu njoba kunanzwa ke ukubunjwa kweOrganization of African Unity yona ikhangela ngokuthi kambe isopho leAfrica kumele luzilwele njani njalo luthole inkululeko. Siyazi ukuthi inkululeko ngkona yayithola kulabo abamhlophe. Yes, khathesi ke sesikwazi ukuthi African Union, kodwa ke lokho ungazani kulokulwisana okukhona nxa sikhangela emazweni eAfrica amaningi. Singathi okunye balwisana lendlala, kube khona ukuthi abantu abaningi basawukile njalo abanye babulawa imkhuhlane ngatshiyeneyo. Kube njalo lokudubulana ukulwisana kunjalo ingwazana kugcwele emazweni amaningi. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani utikambe lithini ngokuthakazelela ilanga le Africa Day. Ye, xa lifuna ukuthi ningene kuhlelo nasi nombolo 0012026192077. Ye, khuluma nisizwe Zulu. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guests lined up. That is Mr. Sabelo Sibanda, a member of Community Initiative Umpondo and School of African Awareness. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And of course, Mr. Sibanda is in South Africa. Where specifically in South Africa?
Joburg.
Johannesburg. Egoli.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And from Washington, D.C., we are being joined by political analyst Gladys Hlatshwayo. Gladys, good evening. I'm told you are still having a bad connection there. We also have from Harare, Grace Chirenje, director, Zimbabwe Young Women Network for Peace Building. Ms. Chirenje, good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, starting with you, Ms. Chirenje, in Harare. Tell us, what were you doing today on Africa Day, and what was the rest of the country doing?
Well, we were celebrating Africa Day. It also happens to be my brother's birthday.
Oh,
so we have
congratulations.
Got a lot to celebrate as a family. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's important for me and the excitement is around 2015 being declared the Year of Women's Empowerment and Development towards Africa's Agenda 2063.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing also celebrating Watch a Movie, just reflecting on the realities of Africa and where we are today, especially as African women.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda, I know you are a Pan-Africanist. How significant is this day?
It's very significant, but we have to ascertain what the nature of that significance is, meaning particularly that by right, its significance should be that we are celebrating African independence. We are celebrating African liberation. But unfortunately, as things stand, we cannot afford to be celebrating anything because it would be premature celebrations because there's nothing to celebrate, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
So its importance becomes in the commemoration part where we are commemorating African Liberation Day. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Okay. So I thought maybe I'd lost contact. Yeah, well, the whole idea, before it was called Africa Day as such, it was called African Freedom Day, or alternatively African Liberation Day, which at the time, under the Organization of African Unity, spoke to the fact that it was a day where we reflect on the part of the continent which was still considered as still under colonialism and therefore was still fighting for liberation. And from a strict Pan-Africanist perspective, we are saying we are still fighting for our liberation, so we cannot afford to be celebrating anything because there is no African person who is truly free as we speak right now. There is war all over, there is poverty, and we hear that this year was declared by the African Union to be the year of the woman and empowerment. I personally am not aware of a single program that the AU has put in place to empower women at a grassroots level. Yes, we see some tokenism with women being portrayed as being in so-called positions of authority here and there. But in essence, there is nothing happening on the ground. And when we talk about Africa, we're not talking about a land mass. We are talking about the global African nation. So if it's the year of women empowerment, we want to see our women being truly empowered. And we want to hear about programs which are designed at enabling them to be empowered, not a token gesture that for the year we will think it's about the women, and once the year 2015 comes to an end, we totally forget. We should be setting up institutions that will run for as long as the foreseeable and the long-term future.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Africa Day. Of course, this year has been challenging with Ebola claiming more than 11,000 people, mostly in West Africa. And like Mr. Sbanda there is alluding to, there are also wars in Africa and extremist groups such as Boko Haram in Nigeria and Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Gibbs.
And Blessing, Afrobarometer has just released a report on, presidential term limits. Mm-hmm. And the survey that is based on 51,600 respondents in 34 African nations indicates that about three-fourths of citizens favor limiting presidential mandates to two terms. Now, support for term limits, Blessing, has been consistently high over time and is the majority view even in countries that have never had term limits, or have removed term limits from their constitutions. So when you look at the constitutions of most African countries, some of them don't have specific term limits.
Yeah.
So and the majority of people have been complaining, saying, this is not good enough. But then the survey indicates that more educated citizens tend to express greater support for term limits, right? As do citizens with greater exposure to the news media. So let's get Ms. Chirenze. Ms. Chirenze, can you give us your thoughts about the presidential term limits as what Afrobarometer is talking about here?
You know, I support issues to do with term limits, but I also want us to go back to our reality as Africans. We as Africans are rooted in a leadership style that's deeply ingrained in citizenship. Mm-hmm. So you notice that we are trying to shift from that reality into this aspect of presidents with term limits. But clearly it's very difficult in a context like Africa because we are socialized to say when you're a leader, your leadership ceases the moment you die. So you find that even where there are term limits, presidents are always trying to fool around with the constitution in order for them to continuously be in power, which is a challenge. However, I like the fact that Afrobarometer brings to the fore the ideal of having term limits to presidents. And also looking at human nature, you are as effective as sometimes your experience is and over a short period of time. So I think it's good that leadership should begin to change reins from one generation to the next, but also to say that more women for me would be something that we should think about. And like what Mr. Sivanda said, it's not just about tokenism, but it's about saying that how do we begin to have a conversation of having more than just the males in leadership, especially in regards to presidential terms. How do we also get women to become part of this big piece of the cake?
Thank you so much, Rigati Mbo. Tora mtiriru weku tanga. Mkuma masha wa makadi?
Tiripo makadi, baba.
Aiwa, tiripo. Maskwira mchite nyunas?
America. Ah, that's true, baba.
Maamuri, baba.
It's nothing to celebrate, yeah.
Yeah, same route, apana che kucelebrate.
Because it's like from one master to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zimbabwe is colonized by the British. Mm-hmm. We are now colonized by our fellow Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, and even worse. Because you complain, but even if you complain, you can't complain.
Asi, agusikurasa ambere...
Last of the choose, my failures are wakutora ma Russians izvo zvimuZimbabwe akauya akapiwa platinum ma platinum claims kwakauya ma China akapiwa ma claims ma farm machi and the time ya ma Gaddafi akauya akapiwa ma farm kuna nainyanga saka it's like from one master to another saka hapana chekumbocelebrate
asi ka kudyidzana pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma mashau kana America chainodyidzana nechina wani
aiwa but zviri kutredwa zvacho ka takapiwa oil ka mukati takapiwa oil ne Libya oil yakapera kudhara but Libya izvezvi ichine maclaims echi hizo zima diamond DBS yaka ya muno muZimbabwe 93 from 93 are you telling me kuti haguna aiziya kuti DBS iri kutora ma diamond up to 2006 ikitora ma diamond ichiendeswa 3 trucks every day every month to South Africa nema diamond hanzi kutora ma samples from 93 to 2006 someone mu government azozoti ndozvikuitika izvo zvima diamonds akunza kusisina DBS yakazobuda yaona kuti hamusisina ma diamonds apa dzizve nekupera saka ndinoti izvo zvika even pakanzi paya another government kana changire zvava kuchemera kutonga izvo akanzi apinda izvizvi acha kune inonzi law of inonzi mutemo wekuti another government inofanira kuona maagreements akaitwa neprevious government anofanira kungoita ona those agreements asiwa nepresent government saka it's like from one enslavement another there's nothing actually government ikapinda inenge itori pama one way those zvikwereti zvakawanda ende marussians akati no isusu platinum itakaipiwa kudhara apana it's even worse
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Marshall nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay.
I think you heard it from Marshall. He's saying you know nothing to celebrate. It's from white oppression to black oppression. Nothing has changed. The anthem was the independence was mere flag and anthem.
Yes, it's where Ubaba Spanda. Ngamafutshane baba Spanda uyazwela lapha. Uyakhuluma umnumzana uthi nxa sikhangela uzibuse weAfrica kwakuthi kufaka iflag kuphela kuba sokuhlatshelwa ne-national anthem manje ungani kunjalo phela
uqinise kakhulu uma etsho kanjalo ngoba angithi into ekhona la ukuthi laba akade besinimbezele bathe bebona ukuthi uncindezelo lwabo selubasinda ngoba sekusifa abantwana babo abaningi kakhulu bakhetha ukuthi hayi okulula ukuthi kuhlalwe phansi kukhulunywe umuntu onsundu ukuthiwe ke hayi usungakhipha iflag leyi ebikhona ufake yakho uzazenzela wena ngokufuna kwakho ungene uhlale laphana emaofisini usungatshintsha the national anthem ubhale yakho ucule ngendlela ofuna ngayo kodwa konke okunye okuningi ngokwethu siyasala lakho yikho uthola ukuthi lanamhlanje indaba yomhlaba ilokhu isakhulunywa kuyo yonke indawo nje Afrika indaba eyomnotho njengoba ebesho uMarshall naye ngendaba yamadiamond uthi kanti kahle kahle amadayimani sekule minyaka emingaki kwazakele ukuthi kulamadayimani eZimbabwe kodwa intuthuko kasiyiboni ukuthi isebenza kanjani uyibeka kahle futhi mayethi esinanzelela lapha ukuthi bekulombuso wabelungu oloncindezelo sekujika sekusiba ngumbuso wabensundu nawo lonqule incindezelo futhi iAfrika yonke nje bese simangala ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani sithi masisizwa bethi sekuxotshwa abelungu sekubuya futhi amaChina sesizinqusela thina omunye umncindezelo obevele ngekho ekuqaleni kulokuthi sithuthuke sisiya phambili njengamaAfrika siyazincindezela thina simane sinxusa nje abancindezeli ukuthi bezosimoshela impilo yethu njengama-Afrika
Siyawuza kakhulu ke mnumzana Spanda ubambe ungayikatshana. So what you are saying is that Mr. Marshall is right, you know, to say that independence came in the form of a flag and an anthem and nothing else. He says today you can even say that the land issue is still a big question in most African countries. And when you look at the national resources of each country, there's a lot of plundering, like diamonds and zim. So he says black oppression is a big, big issue. And to put the situation worse, the Chinese, he doesn't like it. You know, he says, you know, at the end of the day, it's another form of oppression, you know. So Africans are oppressing themselves.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking, of course, about Africa Day. But surprisingly, Gibbs, there are few countries in Africa that have actually declared Africa Day as a holiday. I think that's something that we need to discuss with Mr. Sabelo Spanda. And there are only six countries, that is Ghana, Mali, Namibia, Zambia, Lesotho, and Zimbabwe. Of course, in some countries, there are, of course, celebrations and also celebrations by Africans in the diaspora. Mr. Spanda, why is it that this has not been declared a holiday continent-wide?
Because it's a reflection of the fact that Africa is not united, and the aspirations behind the organization of African unity for the total liberation of the continent has not yet been realized. So it would be big-time hypocrisy for all of us to be declaring it a public holiday, just as much as it is hypocrisy now for the six countries that you are mentioning to be declaring it as a holiday if the reason is celebration. If the reason is to sit back and reflect and see how best we proceed with our quest for liberation and freedom, then it is justified. But otherwise, it cannot be for purposes of celebration. And since the tendency in making days public holidays is to celebrate one thing or the other, there is no reason why anyone should be celebrating. For instance, here in South Africa is very, very clear that they didn't get liberation and they didn't get freedom. On the contrary, they say they got constitutional democracy. And the situation basically means that the necessity to continue fighting for liberation is a reality that each and every African has to contend with. For instance, look at a scenario like the Sudan. Look at maybe, let me not just confine it to the Sudan, the whole of the Arabized North Africa. Why is it that the OAU, right through into the African Union, regardless of the clear knowledge that the northern part of Africa is still under Arab colonialism, and there is slavery, and there is a very clear discrimination of Africans, the African Union does not challenge that. On the contrary, you've got a scenario where you've got pan-Arabs who at the same time are saying they are pan-Africans. How can you be both a pan-Arab and a pan-African at the same time? It's practically impossible. So definitely there is no reason why those Arab countries which are in Africa should be celebrating anything to do with African liberation, because that will be in conflict with their Arabization agenda, because their idea is to take over Africa by Arabs, not for them to be celebrating any advancement in as far as Africans are concerned. So they have a reason not to celebrate, as much as we don't have a reason to celebrate, but to commemorate the liberation aspect of the day, that we have to go back to the drawing table, restructure how this whole process of liberation has gone wrong, and see exactly how we go forward to liberate ourselves as African people. In as much as that liberation entails reparations, the African Union is totally quiet about the issue of reparations. And we are saying now, as ordinary Africans, we want our reparations. There are so many wrongs that have been committed against us from as far back as the 7th century by the Arabs, and then later 17th century coming through the Europeans, slavery and colonization and neo-colonization. Those aspects we need to get corrected so that we can advance as a people and as a continent.
Thank you so much. Miss Chirenji, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back. Sorry, I lost you there.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Just a quick one. This is from the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, and this is what he said, and I quote, Africa leads the world in female representation in parliaments, and the continent has one of the highest rates of female entrepreneurship. Let us be inspired by these successes and intensify efforts to provide Africa's women with better access to education, work, and healthcare, and by doing so, accelerate Africa's transformation. What is your take on these remarks by Mr. Ban?
I think for me, it's a good statement of goodwill, but I'm not very comfortable with the systems like the United Nations and the African Union, because first of all, the women who are included in this system do not have necessarily the power to make the decisions. So, of course, brilliant documents, I must say. They're brilliant documents, brilliant policies within AU, within SADC, within even the United Nations itself. But coming down to the realities of African women, this does not tally. Because statements can be thrown all over, but the reality of the matter is that the commitment and political will towards transforming the realities of African women is something that leaves a lot to be desired. We can look at issues around health, around education, around whatsoever. We find that there is very little progress when we look at it. But I also would like to appreciate the fact that at least it's there at the back of their heads to say that African women are progressing. But what kind of progress are we witnessing? Because, yes, we have the highest population of women, but what kind of lives are these women living? What kind of inclusion do we look at when we say African women are there in parliament? Take Zimbabwe, for example. Yes, we do have women in parliament, not just in Zimbabwe, but even SADC itself. There are a lot of women in parliament. The figure is high. But what are they doing in this parliament? You know, are they really making the decisions? Do they have the power in terms of making the decision? So I think we need to begin to look at the qualitative aspect of it and not just the quantitative aspect of women's realities in issues to do with leadership.
Thank you so much, Rigai Titore Mumtereri Gibbs. Mkoma George Magadi.
Tiribwedu Magadi Mkoma Blessing.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu Mkoma George varipa Botswana apa. Manga mchiti nasi pa Botswana?
Unfortunately enough, Botswana, pakalenda ya ina African Day. Ina 100 African Day, mswa 29 May. Saka nikuwa kufuna holiday. And pana kana animation of African Day, African what is our shit.
Hai, Mkoma George, ndila utimurambe makabata tozo kakwa muri timbo tunaka break. Mr. Sibanda and Miss Chirenje, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.